listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
That's right. I'm RJ live from Las Vegas on 200 Fox Sports Radio stations across this great nation. It's 6 Eastern, 3 here in Vegas. Joined in studio, Brad Powers, one of the pros who know. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. New segment here in about 15 minutes. It's called, I don't know what it's called. Here's the concept. You can partner with Vegas. Most of the time we're fighting Vegas. The bookies are dastardly. We're against them. But you know something? As sports fans, we get to partner with Vegas. You know why? Because Vegas tells us everything they know through their odds. We're going to interpret that for you and tell you some things, quite frankly, you can dominate your buddies with when it comes to being sharp. Some of that Vegas truth. But you can't have pros without Joes. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And we start on Straight Out of Vegas on a Thursday with news out of Major League Baseball. Somebody else who just got paid, another Scott Boras client, and it's Anthony Rendon, now a member of the L.A. Angels. 7 years, $245 million for the World Series champion.
You know, Jonas, you mentioned Boras. You know, you're in L.A. You're a national media guy. It seems to me it's Boras is one of those, oh man, you know, almost like Trump was, let's say 10 years ago. It was like, man, he's over the top, but you know, he's pretty successful. Like, what's the insider take? I'm on the outside.
Yeah, he gets his guys paid. That's why people continue to go to him.
And what's the negative?
He can be a little bit outspoken like he was last year. When he feels like the market isn't treating his players fairly, he will speak up and speak out against teams who he feels like are maybe shortchanging guys or not putting money towards places. He'll be critical of how they are doing their spending. So he's very vocal, very out front, similar to a Drew Rosenhaus in Major League Baseball, but he's good at what he does.
And here's what I know. There's two ways to have a voice. One is to participate, to be a part of the establishment. As much as we are from Vegas, we are on the outside, we're within Fox Sports Radio. And if I wanted to do, there has not been a time, a single time now in 15 months, that the suits said, RJ, you can't talk about that. Or RJ, that's the wrong take. We don't accept that take. You know what? They could. They haven't, which speaks so well to FSR, but they haven't. But they could. To me, if you're not going to be part of the establishment, and what is the establishment as an agent? They're really, you know, you can be like in the club that when they all get together at the winter meetings, you get invited to the one party, or maybe you don't. There really is no club so much. Rather, at that point, if there is no establishment, what can you do? You can say things that people want to cover. Think about everybody in any industry, from literally Stephen Hawking. A lot of scientists didn't like him. Oh, he's a showboat. Oh, he did that as a publicity stunt. Okay, but we don't know your name. We know his. I don't know how many agents' names I know. It's not many. Brad, you follow sports very closely. How many agents do you know?
About three or four.
Is Boras one of them?
Boras is one of them.
And let me guess, the agents you know are all outspoken.
Yes.
So in a weird way, I get why people who aren't able to play that game don't like it when someone else does. Now, in life, in our business, for example, being outspoken, being dramatic can be an advantage, but you can never be wrong. If you're lying in order to get attention, eventually that's going to catch up with you big time. So as long as if someone is a showman, but they're sincere, I can deal with it. right? And if someone isn't sincere, if they are lying, I think the consequences are always going to be there straight out of Vegas. Now, beyond Boris, what's happening in baseball, I find it interesting. And Jonas, I'm going to ask you again. It seems like that the ebbs and flows of pitching matters, hitting matters, home runs matter. No, on base, all the way from Moneyball on, it seems like the iterations, the cycles of what matters in baseball are shorter and shorter. Whereas for a couple years, no big name pitchers, you know, there were no gigantic contracts for pitchers. Then this year, there's two of them right out of the gate. Now there's a hitter. If you, as a baseball fan, what would you say is the current macro environment when it comes to what matters in building a winning team?
I would say people are looking at starting pitching still more as opposed to it. I think it's always been starting pitching, but people are okay with giving Gerrit Cole that kind of money because you realize when you get to the postseason, if you have a subpar pitching staff, either you're not getting to the postseason or you're not going very far once you get there.
Yeah, and but it wasn't that long ago that Kansas City won it with all relief pitching, right?
Right?
That was and for a while it was like, oh, there's another way to go about it.
It's like the Wildcat in the NFL. Like that
exactly.
was really popular for a while, and then it faded out, and then it, you know, it just everything's cyclical.
And you know what is important in those cycles? It's not the ultimate truth is all that matters. It's the truth versus what people think the truth is, because what people think the truth is dictates the price. So I think everybody that knows baseball from the inside knows how to build a winning team. The question is, how do you do that on a budget? And if they're zigging, and think about the movie Moneyball, it was always like, what was the, well, one of the famous lines, Brad Pitt said, if we play like them in here as decision makers, we can't beat them out there on the field because they got more money. So they're going for this, we got to go for that. And I always find it interesting by what's getting paid in baseball, which is what the consensus opinion is, and then what are the smart teams doing? It's usually going to be the opposite, something very different. Speaking of Cole, last thing on baseball, I saw an over-under for wins. I'm guessing you guys didn't see it. So,
no.
Jonas, if you had to make the number, Gerrit Cole wins next season, what's your over-under?
16.5.
Holy cow, you hit it. Boom, boom, boom,
wow.
boom, boom.
Oh, wow.
Jonas, strong stuff.
Yeah.
Strong stuff. So we'll keep you out. We don't do a ton of baseball, but the big picture and stuff, we try to give it to you from Vegas.
Guys, let's transition to the NFL here. We talked about the Patriots and Spygate number 2 currently going on. Roger Goodell, and the latest is that the NFL will not rush to judgment until the probe is complete on what they found in the video discovered by the Patriots staffer who was filming the sideline of the Bengals.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I hear one thing, I think, well, you're only telling me that because you think the opposite is possible. So we will not rush to judgment because we think you might have thought, imagine the announcement, we've made a decision, we will rush to judgment. It's like, I get it. It's corporate communication, but it's like, I am not going to pull my teeth out with pliers today. I'll let you know tomorrow. So my sense is the NFL is trying to defuse this, that they don't think that Belichick was directly involved. And let me paint a hypothetical. Let's say this was the case. What would you do if you were the NFL? Belichick didn't know, but one of his lieutenants knew. Not going to even name names. Someone that, you know, is on the team getting paid as a staff member. He knew, but he didn't really know. He wasn't directing it. Someone came in and said, you know, would it be so bad if we got this tape and would you find it useful? Useful? And it's like, he nods. But was he nodding or was he scratching his chin? I don't know. If that's the case and they go out and do it, is it in the NFL's interest? Is it in the NFL's interest to come down in a intense way, a punishing way against Belichick? Because what we said yesterday is so, 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 so true. The entire last 20 years of the NFL, the Patriots, their story is the story of the NFL, the last 20 years. Imagine telling the story of the NFL since 2000 without Belichick and the Patriots. meaning we don't replay those years. It's what happened, happened, but almost like O.J. Simpson got removed, his picture got X'd out from places. Imagine if you had to take Belichick and the Patriots out. The story, it'd be like a book with half the pages missing. If Belichick gets caught again, if the Patriots, institutional control, if they got caught again, it will be a huge stink. It will put a stink on the entire league for 20 years. Right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
So who are the policemen in this case? No laws were broken. The only police, the authorities, are the NFL themselves. You're asking the NFL to do something out of justice that would hurt them massively if it ends up being the case. So on one hand, when you hear, we will not rush to judgment, that's code for, we're going to let this thing die down. Because we know, think of the Bill Cosby situation. If you go back and do searches, there were rumors, even accusations against Bill Cosby for 10 years. And it was one of those, I don't know, it doesn't sound right. People just kept moving. And then at one point, there was a comedian, I think it was in Philly or Boston. I'm thinking it was Hannibal Buress, but I might be wrong about all that. But there was a comedian who was mid-level, meaning if you were a comedy guy, you knew him. If you weren't, you didn't.
Yeah.
And he went on a rant just at a club one night, got caught on viral video, and literally everything, all the comeuppance that Cosby has had upon him, the justice, stemmed from that. Because it had been, nothing new was discovered. There was no new, anyone that understands PR understands United States has a short attention span. All humans do, us probably more. Season, ready to hit the playoffs. Let's get this set aside. We'll get to it. And then some point in March, on a Friday afternoon, there's a press release that has the findings. No one's really talking about it. Jonas is on vacation. No one's talking about it. And they're done with it. Because I don't believe, regardless of the truth, the NFL has any motivation to let this become a bigger issue. Not just because they don't want drama. They do want drama. They don't want drama that could potentially put a stink on 50% of what matters in the last 20 years of the league. And when they say we won't rush for judgment, that's code for don't expect anything soon. And when the back channels come out, how many reporters on that list? We've talked about that special NFL list. We don't know if Jonas is on it or not. We are not. That the league tells you what they really would like. We're not telling you what to do, but you know Fox makes a lot of money from the NFL, right? Okay, this is what we'd prefer. On that list, I'm guessing it came out, we're not going to rush a judgment, but it looks pretty good. It looks like it really wasn't anything here. Nothing to see here. And what reporting have we heard? Jonas, if I said, what general reporting in the last 24 hours have you heard about this? What would you say?
Wait and see.
Mm-hmm. And also, it looks like they're not going to punish them in any aggressive way.
Yeah, it feels like this. It's starting to lose steam as every day passes by.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just coincidentally.
Yeah.
Somehow that seems weird, doesn't it? And oh, by the way, the betting odds, remember, Vegas tells you something if you know how to read it. The betting odds tell us something, Brad. What happened in the Patriots-Bengals game?
Yeah, the lines went up as far as New England being favored. New England, a 9.5-point favorite early in the week. The last 24 hours, New England now a 10-point favorite.
Now, you might say that's a coincidence. Okay, maybe. Or it could be, we might have thought there'd be a potential of a Belichick suspension. I mean, it would have been crazy for the rest of the year if they had some evidence. Just say, hey, we're going to suspend you the rest of the year and figure it out from there. I think the market is telling us Patriots look clear. The back channels that Jonas may or may not be a part of are telling us it's all clear. And I'm saying I see the incentive of it being all clear for the NFL because it's a lot of downside otherwise. When we come back, two things. One, there's an amazing trend, and I mean amazing, when it comes to Thursday Night Football. You cannot bet Thursday Night Football without this trend. And a new feature, you in Vegas can be partners against your buddies.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we have got a trend for Thursday night football that is a must-have.
This is true. This is true. You're listening to the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio, up 150% this year alone. Straight out of Vegas, 5 days a week on 200 FSR stations. FoxSportsRadio.com also, and iHeartRadio app, and SiriusXM, and podcasts. Just search RJ Bell. Right now, here in Vegas on the Strip, 58 degrees, neon is flowing.
So RJ, believe it or not, week 15 in the NFL is already here, coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern time on Fox. It is the Jets at the Ravens. Right now on pregame.com, Baltimore is a 17-point favorite.
Steam, steam, steam. What is steam? Vegas steam. Line was 14 or so. 17 or so. What's changed? Nothing. People woke up and said, what game's tonight? Oh, Ravens, they're good. Jets, they're not good. Give me some Ravens. Line goes up. So all the people that say, oh, Vegas, their lines are perfect. No, they're pretty good. And they actually get really good later in the week. The later in the week it is, remember I told you what? Oh, I don't know, 70 times? Bet as early as you can. What does that mean? It means bet when you have the information that you need to bet. Not all the information. Because the things that could happen from your bet onward, sometimes it's going to be lucky. You bet the Pats, Tom Brady is fine, but the other quarterback gets hurt. On the other hand, Brady could get hurt. You know what? It's all equal, meaning both parties can do it. And that can, both sides can be hurt. But if you say, you know, I can't bet this team if I don't know if the center is playing or not, because if the center's out, it changes everything, then you wait. When you find out, doesn't matter if it's Wednesday, doesn't matter if it's Sunday morning, when you find out what you need to know to bet the game, you're going to be better off. Nothing has changed with the Ravens and the Jets since Monday. Bracken, you think anything has changed?
No.
I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Here's what was the case Monday. Here's what was the case and is the case now. There's three big factors on Thursday night games. We've talked about one every week. Home, away. Home field in the NFL is three. If the teams are even, the home team's favored by three. If they flip venues, the other team's favored by three. We've seen it 1,000 times. Thursday night home teams are more valuable. It's more than three. Home field is worth. Why? Prep time. You have about half the prep time on Thursday as you do Sunday to Sunday. Why does that affect the away team more? Because the away team has additional responsibilities. They've got to travel, the travel time, the prep to travel, all of it. They're unfamiliar. Oh, let's get lunch before the game, breakfast before the game. Okay, where at? I don't know. It's even more so when they're out of division. Think about that. And I don't know. Do they play sometimes? Like, remember, it was the Giants and the Patriots was on Thursday, right? If I remember. Yep. If it's out of conference, it's even more. Remember, you're playing at that venue out of conference once every 8 years. Every two presidential elections, the Pats go to the New York Giants. How can you be familiar? You're not. You need to research. You got things to do, worries to worry about, and you have half the time. It hurts the away team. The market knows that, right? Yeah, we know. But the market, the Vegas market, does not always account for things in an accurate way. They just don't. If they did, we'd be out of business. The bettors, sometimes they got to be wrong. Vegas is mostly right, but sometimes Vegas is wrong. And if they weren't, there wouldn't be any bettors trying to win seriously, because you couldn't win. Home team advantage. All right. Number two, big favorites have a big advantage. Now, Brad has a great phrase, and let's be candid. He doesn't have many turns of phrase. So we're going to let him even just give the phrase. Give us the phrase that tells the story for number two.
With half the prep time, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes instead of the X's and the O's.
Ooh, so Jimmys and Joes are the players.
Yes.
X's and O's are the schemes.
Yes.
I love it. Jimmy's and Joe's, X's and O's. Makes sense. Let's say that Brad, who was a free throw shooting champion in fifth grade in Ohio, it was district, right?
District.
Was it regional or district?
District.
Okay. And were you sick for the regional? It was like, I went, and, you know, I did all right, but, you know, I hurt my arm. If he was shooting another kid at free throws who wasn't a district level kid, if they just did it impromptu, it's like, hey, after school today, let's shoot for $20, farm boy. I think Brad wins. The Jimmys and the Joes, the talent was superior. But if he said a year from today, this little kid said, the little kid has a better chance. Why? Kid's prepping. Maybe he's coming up with theories how to get a dust storm up in your eyes. Maybe he's going to get the hoop to be at a little angle so he can practice. Whatever it is, and getting away from the fun in the NFL, it's going to be, what about this trick play? What about all the different things that you can do with time? You don't have the time. You have just barely the amount of time to get your normal, game plan in. Forget anything extra. So if there are no extras coaching, it's about the players. And how do we assess how good the players are? Well, Vegas does it for you. The Ravens are much better than the Jets. If they had a month in between games, the Jets have a better chance.
Yep.
And that is accentuated, that fact, by the quirky offense the Ravens are playing. If there's any offense that you need time to get ready for, it's going to be an offense less like any offense in the league. This is the most unique offense in the league, the Ravens, which means you would need the most time to prepare for that offense. The Jets have the least time of any opponent of the Ravens. That has not been discussed anywhere I've heard.
No, it hasn't.
Jonas, you hear that anywhere?
I haven't heard it anywhere. I just wonder how much CJ Mosley's knowledge of the Ravens and being on that team last year with Baltimore would factor into how you would look at this game differently.
Isn't Mosley in the training room right now getting treatment?
He is, but he can still talk and communicate, you know, hey, this is a tell, this is what they do. I just wonder if there's some intel
I think you make an interesting point. If they had more time, I think it'd be a bigger point. And quite frankly, my understanding is if you look at what the Ravens are doing X's and O's, it's very different than what they did last year. Now, I'm not the type that can judge it. But is it a coincidence that Lamar Jackson from day one is so much the better quarterback than he was last year?
Yep.
So if they were doing the same thing, what would have accounted for how much better the Ravens are? Right? The rumor is he almost got pulled in that playoff game.
Yep.
So my sense is I can't tell you exactly what's different. The Greg Cosell types are saying there is some major differences. So Mosley's knowledge, I think you could make the case, is a little outdated, but I think its factor is greater than zero.
It is the 17-point spread, and I'm trying to think back to Thursday night games since we've been doing the show. This has got to be one of the biggest ones, if not the biggest, for a Thursday night game.
Yeah, so if I recall now, and maybe I'm going by memory, in fact, we'll just look that up.
Okay.
But what we've had is at least three or so, this would be the third game this year in which there was a big favorite.
Okay.
And here's where the big favorite is defined as for us. Thursday night big favorites, the Jimmys and the Joes being more important because they're so much clearly the better team. If you're favored by 11 or more, home or away, 11 or more, 21-0 straight up. This goes back 30 years on Thursday. 21-0 straight up for the big favorite. 17-4 against the spread.
Wow.
17-4 against the spread. Big favorites. So now we have a home big favorite. And you might say, home big favorite. Let's bring down the favorite threshold a little bit. Let's bring down the favorite threshold and say, let's say they're more than a 6-point favorite. Because now, you know, not a huge favorite, but if you're a home favorite of 6 or more, Thursday night, 43-23. So just everywhere you look, what you're seeing is home teams have an advantage on Thursdays, big favorites have an advantage on Thursday. Here's a last piece to the puzzle. The Ravens, in this game itself, is being played late in the year. Thursday games, and we have not said this, Thursday games are more of an advantage for the home team later in the season. Why? Because all the negatives of being on the road, all the negatives of being on the road are accentuated if the team is tired, if the team is banged up. November or later, home favorites of six or more on Thursday, 30-13 against the spread. So it really is a perfect storm right now. You got the home team, advantage Thursday. You got the big favor. So the Jimmy and the Joes, the better teams, more important than the X's and O's. No time for that. And then it's late in the year. Home, big favor, late in the year, perfect storm. What isn't perfect is we could have bet this at 14 on Monday. Now it's 17. At the end of the show, during the best bet segment, I'm going to tell you a way to bet this game. It won't be the side. It will get you to the Ravens without as many disadvantages of us waiting and not betting. We could have got 14, now it's 17. We're not going to take 17. We're going to do something different. That's in about 20 minutes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, I love Vegas. I've been here 21 years. It's going to be 22 in January. And why do I love it? Part of it is it's very Darwinian. Now, what does that mean? It means that survival of the fittest. If you got a problem, Vegas will exploit the problem. Now, why would I like that? Wouldn't it be nice if it weren't the case? Yeah, it would. If the whole world could be like that, where it wasn't exploiting your problems, I think, great, sign me up. That utopia, I don't know where that is. It's not LA, I know that much. It's not Vegas. So I'd rather just be honest about it. I'd rather it just be here in Vegas. If you got a problem with strippers, the town is going to try to get every last dollar before it puts you on a bus back home. And there's some truth to that. And it means if you survive here, you've survived. It's something. You're not in any kind of protective environment. And you know what else? As you're sharpened by that reality, you start seeing, wait a minute, there's some things that Vegas is doing. If it's the city, if it's the betting market, if it's the ethos itself, the culture, that we can take advantage of. We can start to exploit the exploiters. And you know one of those things? The betting market tells us things that if you know how to read it, are super insightful. And we know half of our listeners about don't gamble. They just want to know more than their buddies. They want to be sharper. So every week we're going to do this segment. We're going to give you two things for this game or this week. Vegas is saying something. And if you agree with it, you're right. And if you disagree with it, you're probably wrong. Brad, what is the big thing the Vegas market in the NFL, I'm guessing, is telling us this week?
This week, the Vegas market is telling you that the Packers and the Bears are even teams.
Wait a minute. You know what's amazing? That was mine.
Oh, really?
We each picked one. Right. We should have checked it. So this is great.
I got one more.
No. Let's go through this one. Green Bay home field is 4.
Yep.
It's probably the best home field in the NFL when it comes to impact value. And the line this week, Green Bay and the Bears?
4.
Thus, these are even teams. Who out there thinks the Packers and the Bears are even? Imagine if you and your buddy were arguing and one said, the Bears are better. And the other said, the Packers are better. The Packer guy would seem like he thought he was on solid ground. Like, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Now, the guy wouldn't necessarily be right because 4 means they're equal. But how many people out there, how many people listening before hearing this would have said the Bears and the Packers are even? Remember, in any given week, there can be factors other than what's obvious. Situational spots, 3 straight road games, injuries, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe lack of motivation.
Yep.
Or, for example, in the 49er game when they played the Redskins, it really wasn't widely discussed, but Shanahan had a vendetta against the Skins. And the fact that he gave his dad the game ball after that game, 9-0, I laid 9.5, that's something. That's something in a monsoon. That's something that just wasn't out there. So you could make the case the line is one thing, and it's not so much that the Green Bay Packers and the Bears are the same. It's there's some factor that's hurting the Packers and helping the Bears. I don't see it. Do you?
No.
Some big factor?
No, don't see it.
So the Vegas verdict is the Bears and the Packers are equal. It doesn't matter what happens in the game. There's a randomness to that. Packers are going to win some big, Bears are going to win some. Doesn't matter. Now, over 20, 30, 50 games, it matters. Packers and Bears are even. And oh, by the way, I think there's a bigger macro point. The Packers are disrespected, which is code for Vegas doesn't think the Packers are that good. You know why? The Packers were 3.5 not that long ago at home against the Lions.
Yep.
The Packers were only 4.5 or 5 at home against the Raiders.
Yep.
And they were 5 or so at home against Flipper, Allen, and the Panthers. So you think for a minute now, the Bears, the Lions, the Raiders, the Panthers, not necessarily even one playoff team in there.
No.
And no point did Vegas think the Pack was more than 2 points better. Or in yep. fact, less than 2 points better than all those teams.
Yep.
Whatever the record is, Packers' record is mighty good. Vegas does not think the Packers are that good, and this week affirms that. So it's not so much the Bears are good, it's the Packers aren't good. Thank God I came in to save that, Brad.
Yeah.
You had a good idea, but not really a great execution.
Not near as well as that.
When we come back, I'm going to flip the tables. My Vegas tells you is going to literally be in college football, Brad's specialty, and Thursday night. What pick are we making? We'll give it to you.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. So, RJ, we talked a few moments ago, about what Vegas was telling us about this weekend in the NFL. And what Vegas told us was that the Packers and the Bears are both even teams, despite what the public might view of that. There's also a second statement that Vegas is making this weekend.
Yes, great recap there, Jonas. Green Bay, not very good. And if you disagree, you disagree with Vegas. And oh, by the way, we will bet you when we disagree. Second one, and let's give Brad Powers. He has all the college knowledge, some props. First national voice talking about Clemson was being slept on. Clemson wasn't being properly respected in college football. Coincidentally, we'll say coincidentally, a couple days later, big ESPN.com article about Clemson being slept on.
Yeah.
Some others. And remember, we don't think necessarily, though we know in some cases it's true, that the writer listened directly to this show. What happens is when you're on 200 stations, what you say enters the zeitgeist, just like whatever you want, what Colin says, even more so, obviously, what Stephen A. says. And then some of the local guys start talking with their version of it. And there's a groundswell. And I think that us, amongst others, we're talking about Clemson. And boom, the article gets written. You know what happens? More people talk about Clemson.
Yep.
And then it becomes consensus. So, Brad, give us a quick 40 seconds on what you saw with Clemson that others didn't see.
I saw an overreaction to one bad performance for Clemson, that bad performance being against North Carolina. Clemson's a 4-touchdown favorite and only wins the game by 1 point over North Carolina. But beyond that game, I saw a Clemson team basically exceeding expectations, particularly on defense. Lately, Trevor Lawrence is playing like a generational quarterback. He hasn't thrown an interception in 6 games. So, yeah, I was seeing a Clemson team in my power rankings that actually is better right now in my power rankings than what I thought Clemson was coming into the season.
And if you would have said, that's a great way to phrase it, ask the average fan, what did you think of Clemson starting the year? Defending champions. What do you think of Clemson now? I think most would say, they're good, but I thought they were better.
Yep.
Vegas is saying Clemson is better. Now, what do the average football fan, who do they think is a really good team today? the Ohio State University. Yep. Biggest scoring margin, all these different stats. Well, Vegas is telling us Clemson versus Ohio State. The bookmakers, who quite frankly are not that intelligent. I mean, they have character issues, but they also have IQ issues. I mean, who in the heck would want to work in that? Like, imagine having a zest for gambling and say, I want to work for the MGM, or nothing against the MGM. Sportsbook XYZ. Why? Because I want a steady paycheck and I want my health insurance. Okay, great. I'd like to have a steady paycheck. I guess I get one from Fox. I'd like to have health insurance that someone paid for. But you know what? I'm not going to trade that in if I have the ability to do something else. That's just me. It doesn't mean anyone listening. If you have health, it's a problem. It means we're all making choices. But by definition, to be a bookie, you're saying, I want to be an outlaw. I want to be an outlaw, but with insurance, is really what the bookies are saying, which means you're not an outlaw, Jack. All right. So forget the bookies. They're not that smart, but they do have the minus 110. They're smart enough to know that.
Yep.
That's all they have to know. They know that one thing. They opened up Ohio State as a small favorite. What did the professional bettors do?
They bet on Clemson. So much to the fact that right now, Clemson, a 2-point favorite over Ohio State.
So if you think Ohio State is better than Clemson, bring your brick of cash to Vegas, and they will bet you as much as you want, pretty much.
Yep.
If you want to bet $1 million, you could bet $1 million. Might take a little bit, but you could bet $1 million if you think Ohio State's better. And you'll get plus money.
Yeah.
Plus money. That's the Vegas verdict. Clemson better than Ohio State. Green Bay, not that much better than an average team.
We got a best bet coming up here in just one moment. Want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day store pickup, you can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone. AutoZone, Thursday night football kickoff, 8:20 Eastern time on Fox. Right now, the Ravens, a 17-point favorite, hosting the Jets.
17. Now, we promised you, and you asked the question, Jonas. McKenzie, pregame.com research. Two games with big, big favorites on Thursday. Minnesota, 16.5 over Washington. New England, 16.5 over the Giants. We talked about that game. Now, here's the question. History tells us you like big favorites on Thursday. You got to. If you're favored by more than 11 or more, 21-0 straight up, 17-4 against the spread. We also know we like home teams. We also know the home advantage increases as you get into November. Fatigue teams.
Yep.
But I don't want to lay 17 when you could have laid 14. Now, we'll get into this in the offseason more, but here's what you know. In general, the halftime line is going to be about half. The first half line is the better way to say it. It's going to be about half of the full game. A little bit more, but about half. Well, the first quarter line, it's going to be about a quarter of the game line. Now, what else we know is there's key numbers. Now, what are key numbers? It means the game's going to fall 3, 7, 10, 14, 17. Multiples of 3 and 7 more often than fall, let's say, 9 or 11. But first halves, first quarters, they're going to also have key numbers. So think about it. 3 is so key.
Yep.
6 or 3-0, for example, right? But what isn't key is a number like 5.5. If it's 5, if it's 5.5, how does that affect the first quarter?
It doesn't.
So as they do math and they do that, hey, first quarter should be this much percentage, they don't always take into account that you're moving through numbers that don't really matter. So what we know is you can bet the first quarter right now, Ravens first quarter, and lay 4. And yeah, if it's 7-3, that 4 is going to matter. But man, oh man, you do the math, 4 times 4 is 16. Well, wait a minute, the line's 17. So we're betting as if the move hadn't happened effectively by betting the first quarter. RJ Bell, best bet, Baltimore Ravens, first quarter, -4. By the way, Ravens' best quarter this year, they're +6 in differential, the first quarter.
If you missed any of today's show, including two truths about teams in the NFL and in college football, you can go check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We are straight out of Vegas, back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time for Pickpalooza, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!